Long Conversation 16.
So, if I'm hearing you right, the move will have to be put off for another month.
Our new building itself will be ready for the original date. Painting and all the wiring and lighting will have been done, but the final detailed stuff, the carpet laying and electronics installation, and then the delivery and setup of the furniture as originally planned, are on hold, so to speak.
How come, at this point in the project?
Well, there was a fire at the factory where the carpets were being made. It was hit by lightning. Luckily, no one was hurt. Unfortunately for us, however, the lightning hit right where most of our order was being stored, ready to be shipped. All the rolls, but a few, were damaged beyond use by the water to put the fire out. And most of the order now has to be rewoven.
Bummer. For them and us.
You said it. The factory says they should be up and running in a week, as structural damage was minimal, and their equipment was undamaged. It's mostly cleanup.
Yeah, okay. So the carpet has to be remade. But surely we could get something somewhere else to keep on schedule in these circumstances.
Yes and no. It's not as easy as that. We could get some kind of carpet tomorrow elsewhere, but it's the fact that we have to go through legal to get a subcontract added and approved that takes time.
I understand that. So if the factory's had a fire and won't be up for a week, it probably can't start reweaving and delivering at least some of the carpet for another week after that.
What are you getting at?
Well, why don't we conference call all the players and see if we can do some juggling on deadlines for the deliverables? Extraordinary circumstances call for extraordinary solutions. Partial orders staggered are better than none at all. You did say a few rolls were all right, right? We could get a start, and they just might go for it. We would have to find a warehouse for all the deliverables, aside from the carpet, that would be coming in anyway, since the space won't be ready. So why not make the most of what we've got?
Yeah, kill a few birds, rather than just two with one stone.
Sort of, eh? We could see if they would be willing and able to schedule it so that parts of the building would be worked on at different times by all concerned with a lot more overlap than originally planned. Rather than one or two things happening, a bit of everything would be going on somewhere at the same time. What do you say we try it?
Well, legal will have to work some miracles. But it just might work. Nothing ventured.
Nothing gained. Let's get to calling our contacts.